The Anchorage Assembly voted 7-4 last night to repeal a controversial labor ordinance pushed by the mayor. The ordinance was hotly contested by union leaders. AO 37 was voted out and replaced with a compromise ordinance negotiated by assembly members and union representatives. However, the mayor still has 7 days to veto the new ordinance and the repeal. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
The ordinance passed by the Assembly was based on member Jennifer Johnston's adaptation of the municipality's original labor law. After discussions with union members, Dick Traney amended Johnston's version. The ordinance contained some elements favored by the unions, like giving them the ability to set their own schedules. Other provisions were requested by the administration, such as giving management the right to distribute overtime on a rotating basis in order to save money. Chairman Patrick Flynn made the final comments.
I think we've ended up with a unique piece of legislation in that probably everybody in the room has at least one thing they disagree with in here. And now is one of those very challenging votes where each of us has to decide whether it's best to vote for what you absolutely believe in or vote for something that might be not perfect, but perhaps demonstrates some pragmatism and moves us forward.
Both the repeal and the new ordinance passed, but with only 7 votes. Mayor Dan Sullivan says he will look over the new version with the muni's lawyer, then make a decision whether or not to veto by the end of the week. He says he still stands by AO 37 and says its tenants were part of all 7 union contracts that were negotiated this year.
So I think really it boils down to there's sometimes a bit of a power struggle between management and labor. They had a very comfy relationship with the previous administration, and I think sometimes they don't like that balance of power to shift, and I think that's what this is all about.
Sullivan says his administration created AO 37 to save the taxpayers money. Municipal staff say negotiating contracts based on the tenets of the controversial law saved the city about $6 million. Union Representative Gerard Aslan says that with the mayor's veto still a possibility, no one is celebrating yet.
I'm cautiously optimistic that that we have stepped in the right direction, both for the employees. You heard a lot of testimony, a lot of statements from assembly members about how damaging this has been to the workforce here in Anchorage, and I'm cautiously optimistic that this is the step in the right direction to start that healing process.
If the mayor vetoes the decision, there will be a special meeting to reconsider and try to override the veto on August 12th. The municipality needs to tell state election officials whether or not the repeal will be on the November ballot by August 18th. During the meeting, the assembly also voted that $350,000 that were originally budgeted for a special election on AO 37 will now be used to hire more paramedics for the fire department instead. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.